This is Pastor Marcus Zill, LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and LCMSU. During this time together, we're highlighting five different types of campus ministries. And joining us today is Reverend Marty Marks, pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church and Student Center in DeKalb, Illinois, serving students at Northern Illinois University. Welcome, Pastor Marks.
Hey there, Marcus. Great to be with you.
Hey, great to have you. So far, we have had two full-time campus pastors serving in a couple of different locations and contexts. Your situation is a little bit different at Emmanuel and at Northern Illinois University. It's kind of what we often refer to as a typical town gown congregation. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what it means to be a town gown congregation and maybe where is DeKalb and how long have you been there? Just a little bit of your context.
Sure. Cool. Love to tell you about it. So we are, I guess, what you would be considered kind of a classic town-bound ministry. That means that we serve both a town congregation. My parish is about 100 years old, just a little over 100 years at this point. Has been in the community of DeKalb since the late 1800s. It formed in the early 1900s into a formal congregation. And then we also serve a major university, Northern Illinois University, has about 26,000 students, largely fed from the city of Chicago. We're about 100 miles from the city, so far enough outside to not really be suburban, but close enough that to get to many of the suburbs, it's a 40-minute drive on the expressway. So we're kind of in the shadow of the city of Chicago, but really our own thing. And so we really kind of have a, I guess you'd call it a blended ministry. The campus has always been an important part of who we see ourselves as God's people in our town here. The congregation once was located more in the kind of the heart of the town part and relocated in the 1960s to be right next to the campus with an intentional goal of having a presence on the campus. And I would say of my congregation members, very few of the ones who have been around for a long time haven't somehow had a close connection with the university, whether they were a staff person or a faculty person themselves attended the university. So with the size of our community, we're about 50,000. The university is a big chunk of all that we do here. So I guess town gown means that we serve the town of DeKalb and the people here, but also intentionally reach the campus. So that's in a nutshell kind of what town gown means for us.
Well, excellent. And how long have you been there?
Well, as pastor, it's been just about 13 years. But I did my undergrad at NIU here. So that goes back 25 years ago when I first started working with ministry at this place. After I graduated, I had a history major with military and political science minors. And really didn't see myself going into full-time ministry as a pastor, at least. Thought the Lord was going to use me, but kind of thought a whole different career path was where I was going, and God gave me a kick in the pants and said, nope, I'm going to have you go this route. And so I went to seminary. I served some parishes around the country and then came back here a little over 12 years ago. So I guess I'm into my 13th year at this point. So 13 years as pastors.
Well, thank you for all you do. As I always want to tell people, there's a lot of unsung heroes out there doing campus ministry. Everything that we're developing for LCMSU is absolutely secondary. I view what I do as a demotion as the director. Where it's really at is what you're doing, spending time with college students, getting them involved in the life of the congregation and also developing student leaders. Now, I see that the nickname of your student group is Refuge. Now, I got to tell you, I was doing a little research here, and I went on your church's website, I looked around, said to go to the Refuge webpage, and I go there, and there's a picture of the Grim Reaper looking at me because you're having this haunted corn maze and a scary movie night. Doesn't sound like a Refuge to me, so I'm kind of figuring you mean something else by that. Why don't you tell the listeners here what is meant by Refuge? What's up with that?
Sure. Technically, it's funny, the university, for us to be a recognized student organization, has usually required us to have a constitution on file. Let's go back again to the 60s, and lots of organizations had, all sorts of documentation with it. So we used to be the Gamma Delta, which goes back again to the 60s. Then we were Lutheran Student Fellowship, and we adjusted our constitution to go with that. So the university likes us to be connected to a national organization. LCMSU, well, awesome, doesn't quite have some of those documentation, so we've just left it on file as Lutheran Student Fellowship. So actually, when we put posters up, that's still kind of what we're
sure.
Our official nomenclature on campus is. At the same time, we'll always put Refuge, and that's kind of been our chapter nickname. And it goes back to actually that era between when I was a student and came back as pastor. The group at that time took on that name because they saw us as a refuge, a safe place where all the things that happen on campus may kind of assail Christians and say, this is a safe place to come and know that you're loved by God and by his people in this place. And so that's where the name came from. But yeah, to go to the website at this moment, I don't know about a time of year, but it'll be up there. But yeah, there's a picture of the Grim Reaper. We're in DeKalb. This is corn country. Some of your listeners may have seen the DeKalb ear of corn out in the fields. One of the attractions nearby is to do a corn maze, and in the evenings on Friday and Saturday night, they hire costumed characters to wander around and freak people out. And our students think that's a fun entertainment. So, yeah, for the moment, the Grim Reaper's on our webpage.
No, I think that's great. I'm sure a lot of our campus ministries out there throughout the Senate are doing some similar things. It's a popular thing to do this time of the year. I just thought it was funny to see the word refuge right above this Grim Reaper.
But we got to milk that somehow. I'll have to think through how to get some good use.
But I love the idea of refuge, that's really what we're trying to create for our college students who face so very much when they go off to school. Tell us a little bit about, you've been doing this for a while. Tell us a little bit about your philosophy of campus ministry, especially you're so busy. You have the town congregation to look after, and you're also reaching out to your college students. So what makes you tick? What is just a taste of your philosophy of campus ministry?
I'll start with, I absolutely love the Lord, and I love serving him. And then when I get more specific about how serving him, I love being around his people. So I see why he led me into ministry, so I could serve his people. And then even more specifically, I really love being around young leaders, seeing them be able to be empowered to serve in this kingdom. And there's a whole story that I probably don't have time to go into here of kind of how I personally developed into this person who wants to develop leaders. But as I look at both our Senate and even just Christianity as a whole in our country, where we're hurting the most is in the younger demographic. There's all sorts of studies, and it's gotten much worse as the years have gone on here, of how many young people are in the church, and even those who are often in the church, their equippedness to be able to serve in a healthy way within the church. And one of the bigger hang-ups, I think, is kind of a perceived thing that isn't necessarily real. The perceived thing is that until you're older, you can't serve in useful ways in the church. I think that's just such a falsehood.
Oh, absolutely.
So I get the honor of empowering here. So an emphasis, a big emphasis for me, is training up young leaders to effectively serve in the parish. And in most cases, my students are going to be here for just a handful of years, and then they're going to leave. So we're a sending organization, and we recognize that. The beauty to putting the town gown together is that this is a training institution. I sometimes liken it to, remember the TV show ER? I used to watch that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
If you watch that, the very early days of that, you watch John Carter, in his first year as a medical student, and, they didn't know what he was doing. And by the end of the show, 10 years later, he's running the hospital. But you watch that development. And what did he do? He went to a hospital, and he learned by watching others do things. And so my goal here is to get my hooks in as many young people. I love to start with LCMS Lutherans because they're the ones most likely to walk in the door. But I tell you, anyone who walks in the door who wants to learn about Jesus Christ, no matter what denomination they come from or if they have no Christian background at all. We've had quite a few folks who have gone from not being Christian at all to they've walked in the door, and by the time they've left, they have a much more full understanding and now are effective servants. And in many cases, LCMS, and that's kind of neat too. But anyway, it's a teaching institution. So now I've got an actual congregation with boards and committees doing stuff, and college students watching and learning as those things are happening. Now they're also doing lots of work on campus on their own right.
Sure.
They're watching what the life of a congregation is like. And during these years, these are kind of real important formative years. We all know it instinctively. But you think about it, during those years of 18 to, at this point, probably 25, 26, college isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
4 years anymore. But during those years, think of what's happening. You know, they're going from being a high school student where they're under their parents' control, just kind of how it is, to being independent adults and thinking for themselves. They're probably during those years largely going to choose their career path. That's a pretty significant choice. Very often they're going to find the person they're going to spend the rest of their life with. Not everyone finds the love of their life at college, but, you know, guys are looking for girls, girls are looking for guys, and that often happens. To me, it's critical that, you know, if you're going to serve the Lord for the rest of your life and you're making all these other key decisions, you ought to be doing that during this time. How the Lord works in your life and being able to lead is a key thing you want to have happen during those years when you're making all those other choices too, not something you add on 10 years later when you have kids. Let's build it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right now. And so they leave here empowered enough to be able to walk into a church at age 22, 23, 24 and say, Pastor, I'm kind of scared, but I'm here to make a difference. Put me to work in the kingdom, and I've got some training. I think I can make a difference. And that's the goal of when they leave our program here.
Now, when I first met you two summers ago, before I let you go, you gave me something, a little tiny blue ninja, the kind of thing you get out of a gumball machine. Is this a habit? Is this a habit of yours?
It definitely is. I guess this is more a personal Marty thing, although the church has kind of embraced it in some ways too. It's really just a small token to acknowledge people who make a difference in the world. And so when I meet somebody who I think is doing something useful in the world, usually it's kingdom work, but, you know, eventually to some non-Christians who I think are still making the world a better place, I give them this goofy little ninja. They've been given out all over the world. I've probably given out several thousand. I've had some of my students kind of on my behalf do it. They've created a little web page for it. So actually, like political leaders, others who have made a difference, it also gives me the ability to point back to Christ, and then I think, you know, the difference that's made in the world is through Christ. But most people, when they do things, don't often get recognition for the little things that they do, maybe even the big things. So this small little token says, thank you for making a difference in the world. And Marcus Hill, I think you're making a great difference in the world. And so I was very honored to give you your blue ninja, which I know you cherish.
I do. He's been in the pulpit with me. I take him wherever I go. But Pastor Marks, thank you for joining us. Thank you for all you do. You certainly deserve a blue ninja. You deserve to be the keeper of blue ninjas. Thank you for what your congregation does and all of your students. And we'll look forward to having a chance to chat down the line. But real quick, folks. Real quick, folks. Just a reminder that college is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. If you're a college student, work with college students, or want to be involved in campus ministry, please join us this coming January 5th to 7th in St. Louis for Taboo. You can learn more about the Taboo Conference, where we'll be addressing a lot of timely topics related to marriage, dating, and sexuality. You can learn more at lcms.org/lcmsu. Again, this is Pastor Mark Azil, LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and LCMSU. Thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to being with you next time, right here on His Time.